Welcome to High Strangeness, where we ask questions and explore all that is strange and unexpected in our reality.
How's it going? Welcome to High Strangeness. My name is Tony, and today we're going to briefly answer the question, are UFO or UAPs just a United States thing? The answer is no, and I'm going to run through about 10 examples to just illustrate that. Our number one example is the Pentrick incident. It occurred in 2016 in the United Kingdom. Now, several witnesses reported seeing a huge pyramid-shaped UFO and other lights, along with even military planes and helicopters that appeared to be chasing this thing. This occurred here in this small Welsh town. Right off of the field like this, just over the trees on February in 2026. And as it started getting dark, they saw numerous individuals claimed to have observed a huge unidentified flying object accompanied by a bunch of other mysterious lights. There also was a presence of military aircraft and helicopters. They seemed to be in pursuit. Witnesses heard firing explosion sounds as well. Now, did they hit something? Did they shoot it down? That's the question. Some people saw an Apache helicopter making an emergency landing, and in the chopper, they saw people with white overalls who were quickly jumping out to retrieve something, or at least that's what they looked like they were doing. Now later, the military claimed that it was nothing more than a military exercise, but I don't know if we can believe that. Now, if you want to know more, there is a movie out there that you can watch, and here it is. Go check it out. Number two, the Harbor Mill incident. This occurred in Canada in 2010. And here, they saw at least three UFOs that kind of looked like missiles, but there was no noise. During the night of January 25th, 2010, there were multiple UFO sighting reports. Due to the Harbor Mill distance to Saint-Pierre, which is a small group of French islands off of the eastern coast, residents there suspected that this was probably some kind of military activity, which was later actually cleared up by an official statement by the French government confirming that there was no military activity taking place during the reported incident. Well, the sightings looked kind of like this. But later, even NORAD confirmed that there were no known rocket launches at the time. Now, number three, Tirana, Albania. Here we have witnesses from Tirana describing three spherical orange glowing objects. They appeared close at first, but gradually rose higher and higher. Then one object quickly broke away towards the northwest, while the other two vanished instantly. The interesting thing is that the Albanian army actually declined to comment after the incident was reported. Also, it's important to note that officials from the air traffic control eventually said there were no known flights at that time and not any reports of unknown objects in the air. So, interesting. Number four, Alderney. Now, this is an island in the English Channel. This was on April 2007. On separate flights, there were two airline pilots and multiple passengers who reported seeing some kind of a sunlight-colored object at an altitude of maybe around 2,000 feet off the coast of Alderney. Both pilots had reported seeing very similar things in the sky that afternoon. Now, Ray Bauer, a 50-year-old pilot with 18 years of flying experience, reported seeing a cigar-shaped, brilliant white light in the sky. He then reported that it was about the size of a Boeing 737 and it was about maybe 10 miles away. However, he later reported that he actually thought the craft was maybe 40 miles away and as much as a mile long. So, not real sure, but there was quite a few people who saw this. Now this is an interesting one and one that you can actually watch in a recent documentary. It's number five. It's the aerial school incident, and it happened in Rua, Zimbabwe in 1994. Rua is in Africa, and if you take a look at this map, you can see about where Zimbabwe is. Here's a picture above the school, and this is the aerial school. and it was an expensive private school where most of the students were fairly wealthy, and the students there were between the ages of 6 and 12. Now, with this incident, over 60 students reported seeing a silver craft that landed in a field near the school. Then, they even described occupants as dressed in all black as they exited the silver object. The sightings at Arrow occurred at 10 a.m. on September 1994, when the students were outside on a mid-morning break. The faculty were inside having a meeting at the time. The entire incident lasted only about 15 minutes. And when the children returned to class, they told the teachers what they had seen, but it was dismissed as the teachers really didn't take it seriously. Now, it's interesting because the students actually reported seeing your typical gray alien. And they said, many of them, that they had been communicated to, and that these gray aliens, communicated through telepathy. Now, the truth is, not all the students said they saw something, but shortly after the event, there was a big-time professor who actually came from Harvard, I think his name was John Mack, that investigated and interviewed all these children. And he said there was merit to it. Now, if you want to watch or learn more about it, there is a cool TMZ documentary called UFO Revolution, and you should check it out. Number six, how about one in France? This one is called the Trans-En Province case in 1981. And the event actually left some evidence behind, as there was some burnt soil on the ground where it was said to have landed. In this case, January 1981, at 5 p.m., a 55-year-old farmer heard a strange whistling sound while farming on the property. He then saw a saucer-shaped ship that landed, and he said it was about 10 feet around and maybe landed 160 feet away from where he was at a little lower elevation. Now, according to the witness, this device had a ridge all the way around it, and under it there were two other circles which kind of looked like trapdoors. The witness then claimed that the object took off almost immediately, rising above the tree line and then taking off to the northeast. But the interesting thing is, it did leave burn marks on the ground where it had supposedly landed. Number 7, Brazil in 1996. This one actually had a movie that they made in 2022, and it was called A Moment of Contact. This one is also called the Virginia UFO Incident. Hope I said that right. It's so memorable that this town even remembers this event and built a little tower of the UAP. Now, the story goes, according to media reports, a creature was sighted on the afternoon of January 20th, 1996, by three women ranging from the ages of 14 to 22 years old. The women described the creature as a large-headed biped with spots and veins all over the skin with bumps on its head. And they said its eyes were like two red balls bulging. According to these young ladies, the creature seemed to be wobbly and unsteady, and they assumed that it was probably injured or sick. Now, there's a lot more to the story, and so I encourage you to go watch the movie. There you'll be able to see some details and decide for yourself. Now, with movies, you never really know, right? But I did hear that the movie Moment of Contact actually stayed pretty true to the original accounts. So, now, our next one occurred in Western Europe, or Belgium, in 1989. So this is number 7. And in this one, there is a huge triangular-shaped ship that was seen. For this account, a lot of things occurred, but in quick summary, in the night of March 30th, an object was tracked on radar. Eventually, it was recorded that over 143 people saw this UFO. And so the CRC, or Control Reporting Center, requested that it be checked out. This is when the Belgian Air Force sent out F-16 fighters to go check it out. Over an hour, the fighters attempted 9 separate interceptions of the target, but ultimately they never did see anything. Now, that last picture I just showed you, it was determined in 2011 that the picture was confirmed to be fake. But what about those 143 witnesses, or the radar hits? Who knows? Now, have you ever wondered if a commercial airplane had come dangerously close to a UFO? Well, our number 9 happened in Spain in 1979, and it's called the Manises UFO Incident. Here we have a UFO that caused a Spanish flight with 109 passengers to do an emergency landing. Halfway through the flight, in the evening, a pilot and his crew noticed a set of red lights that were fast approaching the aircraft. These lights appeared to be on a collision course with the plane, which totally alarmed the whole crew. The captain requested information about the unexplained lights, but neither the military radars or the flight control center in Barcelona could provide any explanation for this UAP. So in order to avoid possible collision, the captain changed the altitude of the plane. However, these lights mirrored their new course and stayed about a half a kilometer away from them, kind of following them. Since the object seemed to be violating typical aeronautical space rules and evasive maneuvers just wouldn't be possible with the passenger plane, the captain decided to make an emergency landing at Manassas Airport. Now, this was the first time in history that a commercial plane was forced to make an emergency landing because of UFO. Number 10. This one, I'm going to go to a remote area. This is Papua New Guinea, and it happened in 1999. So, on November 6, 1999, there were a number of people who saw bright lights approaching their town. Most people got nervous, and they decided to run into their houses. But there was a group of boys who were coming home from their school rugby practice, and for them, rather than run, these boys just stood and stared. I do have their account. Let me see if I can read it here real quick. As the UFO approached us, we heard no sound. The streets all dimmed just like a torch when the batteries are failing. It hovered over the coconut palms and looked huge. It was oblong in shape. As it passed slowly overhead, my friends and I almost froze as we watched it. We felt as though we could not move or speak because we were so shocked by the sight of it. The bottom of the UFO was oblong shaped and very bright lights all around the edges, and the top was like a pyramid shape with lights all around it also. Just bright white, though, no colors, but it was huge. Interesting account. Now, I don't know. I don't have any pictures or anything of that, but it was an account that was given. Now, as I was thinking about New Guinea, I did run across another illustration with a cluster of sightings that were in nearby Australia. So I want to share that with you right now. Check out the number here. I'll look at all these events that occurred. I think maybe someday we'll dive into Australia and see what kind of events and sightings they had, what was reported, and what was submitted. But for now, I just thought it was an interesting graphic to show. So, now we've gone through 10 examples. Before we leave, I just want to share one more graphic that I think is pretty interesting. Take a look. Here we see on this graphic where they're attempting to show the various sizes and shapes of UFOs and the years in which they occurred at various locations across the world. Now, this phenomena is real. It impacts every corner of our planet, and as we consider the many different shapes and sizes and types of UFOs that are reported, for me personally, I wonder if the occupants and pilots are as varied as their crafts. So, as we look at all these examples, I don't know if you're like me, but I often wonder, what's out there? Are they watching us? Or is this just some other strange phenomena that we need to figure out? All we can do is just continue to ask those questions and see what we find out. Now, for now, as I wrap up, I just want to end by saying, remember, there's a lot of strange and unexpected out there. Keep your eyes, ears, and minds open. And until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to High Strangeness. This was a glance at some of the strange that exists in our reality.